When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the stew.
Welcome back to the stew. What's new? What's been happening?
Oh, yes. We have updates for you. Mm-hmm. Finally. It feels like it's been a while.
It has. It's been a few weeks since we've actually given life updates.
My God. First and foremost, this is bittersweet. It's Minnie's birthday. She is officially born on the 23rd of April, which is today.
Mm-hmm.
However, me being a shit mom, I've decided that we're going to push her birthday back a week because I wasn't prepared for it.
I don't think she's going to mind.
I don't think she knows.
I don't think she'll mind.
But I also don't know because, okay, sorry, I think, oh my God, so many tangents off the bat, but I was listening to a girl recently on Pretty Basic. I think her name's Remy, and she saw a pet psychic. And they
my God. That is so something you would do. Have you booked in?
No, I've looked into it, yeah. I haven't made the booking yet.
Stop. I'm not surprised.
And they communicate and they say things that only, you know, they know about the personalities
really?
And stuff.
Okay.
There's a whole, I don't know how the hell that works, but I'm desperate. Yeah. I need to get through to my girl. But that's the thing. What if I see the psychic and she's like, she knows that you skipped her birthday?
You know what? You should go do it and just see if she does say it because then you'll know if it's true. So, like, it'll confirm your suspicion.
I'll be like, ask her about the birthday.
Yeah.
Because when she woke up this morning, I said, happy birthday, Minnie. And then I was like, we shouldn't have said anything.
Now she knows.
Yeah. So it's officially her birthday. But the truth of it is I didn't have enough time to order a doggy cake. So that's why we've had to push it back. And also I want to get her like little bows to put in her hair for her birthday pig.
You should take her on a walk and get Puppuccinos. You know, so cute.
Yeah, she loves those.
Oh my God, I can't believe she's won. I literally we were on FaceTime this morning and I said, I was like, I forgot you had a dog for a second. Like she was on FaceTime. I was like, oh my God.
No, you haven't seen her in so long.
I haven't seen her in so long. That's what I mean. I miss her.
I miss her too. I feel bad. I've left her at home
she's
alone
my...
on her birthday.
Poor darling.
Sorry, sweetie.
Wish she was here.
I'm glad she's not here.
Yeah.
She would.
Crazy girl.
There'll be a lot on. Yeah, crazy she's still crazy girl. She's still crazy. But yeah, what about you?
Okay, I have a very, very big, exciting update.
Come on.
I bought my apartment. Snaps. Guys.
That's huge.
It has been such a long time coming. Oh my God. But yes, I bought an apartment a few weeks ago in Sydney. So the whole moving process has started. I am officially back on, I think I get the keys on the 16th, but then I'm back on the 20th.
Goodness.
It's so soon. What's the date today? The 23rd. So that's, yeah, less than a month. It's all happening very quick. Thank God. Honestly, I'm so excited.
I'm so sick of you not being in Sydney.
Me too. Me too. I'm so sick of having to fly back for like 24 hours and like cram everything and like seeing friends, work, like everything. It's just, it's going to be nice to not have to fly every week.
I know. It's been so full on for you. Like, I feel like even when we hang out, we only can hang out for work because we don't have any other time.
No.
And it's so it would be so frustrating for you as well, like coming here. I'm sure like just only being out of work.
Well, that's the thing I hear. I don't even have time to like see all my friends when I come because it's always just like I'm trying to get everything done. So it'll be really nice to be back into a routine in Sydney. And I'm just really excited for the whole moving process.
The decor.
Like interior. I'm doing some apartment renovations. Like the a few things that I'm going to tweak. So you guys will see that whole journey. I haven't really shared anything about the apartment yet. Like I did like a photo from the side, but.
Right. Evil eye?
Yeah, honestly, like remember we spoke about that?
Okay. Look, we're not super educated on evil eye.
We're not, but.
I've heard the concept is right that when you share things or like.
If you share something before, it's like if you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited to hopefully get this, then some people like wish bad on it.
Their energy can affect. I know it's a whole thing, but you have to take these things seriously.
You have to, yeah.
Especially when it comes to buying an apartment. We're not messing around. No bad vibes.
So, yeah, you guys will see that whole journey though. I'm so excited. It's just going to be, I'm just really excited. I'm really happy that it's finally done.
It is just going to be the best thing ever. And I can't wait, obviously, to hang out with you. Of course,
thank
and
you
for you to be back in Sydney.
Yeah.
But I think for Girl Code as well, it is going to be so much easier.
Yeah.
We've had, thank you guys for sticking around.
Honestly, thank you for sticking around for the last like 10 months. It's been so chaotic.
It's been so chaotic between moving studios, recording in hotels, doing virtuals.
I forgot we did the whole hotel stuff.
We were recording in hotels. We were doing virtual recordings. Uh-huh. We've tried different studios. It has been such like a journey.
Been such a journey.
We've learned a lot along the way.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for sticking around.
Yeah.
And it'll be so nice to be able to, I don't know, not be batch recording episodes as well. You know, go back to real time weekly eps, which is exciting.
Yeah. So that's my, honestly, that's my big life update.
I know everyone wants to know. So is John moving in with you?
Yes, John is moving in with me. He will be coming down, I think, a few weeks after me with his work. But yeah, he's going to be coming down. We'll be living together. So that's going to be a whole nother journey. But no, we're really excited.
Have you been working out like who does the jobs? Like who does this? Who does that? Or are you guys, what is the vibe?
What is the vibe? We're actually like, we're both really clean people. Like he's pretty much the same as me. Like we don't really.
You just like do your own thing.
We just do our own thing. Yeah, we both like clean up after ourselves. I think he's going to try and do a lot of like DIY. I don't know how it's going to go, to be honest.
Is John getting the tools out?
I think he might try and get the tools out. Yeah.
I love
but
that.
But we'll see.
Go, John.
We'll see.
He can do it.
I want to do like, you know, like wall moldings and repaints and things.
Or like putting the
so
panels
like,
and stuff.
I don't know if we'll see how he goes with that.
We'll see how things go.
We'll see. But yeah, living together, that's going to be a fun. I'll keep you guys posted. I mean, we live together right now, but it's like a bit different.
New chapter.
New chapter.
Stop it.
Also, I have a not so fun update. All right. So I had to go see a skin cancer specialist. I went and saw her last week and I had a biopsy done. So now I'm just waiting on the results to get the basically next steps. But yeah, I'll keep you guys posted. But she was so nice. I loved her. She seemed very well educated and like knew exactly what was going on.
You're feeling positive?
Good. Yeah, I feel good.
Okay.
Just cut it out, honestly.
Like, I just want
to. Put me under and cut it out. Take it out.
You've got a lot going on right now.
I know. That's actually the thing is, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to have surgery before I move back.
What?
Yeah, because I move back in, like, what, 3 weeks? So I don't know if I'll be able to get in before then, but we'll see.
Oh, my God. Can you have the surgery here? Or I guess.
I don't really know. I think I'd have to go back because it's, like, with her.
Right.
So. That we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
See what happens there. Yeah. I might have to just pop back.
Yeah.
Pop back real quick.
But that's my happy and sad update.
You're handling it like a champ.
Thank you so much.
That's okay.
Yeah. You got to have humor with these things.
True.
Yeah.
True. I also think we should do an episode specifically around skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready, because mm-hmm. I think it is obviously a huge issue, especially here in Australia. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. And I think there's a lot of like warning signs and misinformation and things that, you know, could be important for you guys to learn about and hear about your journey as well. So let's definitely look into that.
Yeah, no, I'm so down to do an episode about that. Okay, my last update. Sorry, so many things. I also just got back from New Zealand. Not really, 2 weeks ago.
They don't know.
We haven't given updates in a while.
Yeah, it's been silent.
But yeah, I got back from New Zealand. I went, this is so random.
Talk to me.
I went camping. Well, not really. I went in a van.
That is so random from you.
So many of my friends texted me and was like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen. Me in a van. But it was so fun. I had the best time. It was amazing.
For the vans, did you all have your own, like what was the?
Yes. So basically it was John and myself, my brother and his girlfriend, and then my mum and my dad, all in our own vans, like kind of doing our own thing, but like would like meet up at places and like camp together. It was really fun.
That is so wholesome.
But yeah, like, and okay, it was a really nice van. Like there was a shower.
Oh.
And there was a bathroom. Like it was good.
I'm imagining, like I knew you wouldn't go in one, but when I think van, I think like hippie camper.
Well,
like,
that's,
you know those ones.
Because they floated the idea to me and I was like, no.
Get
I was like, who do you think you're talking to?
How big was this van to have all these facilities?
Yeah, it was actually like pretty big.
Were you driving like a tour bus? Your van's got like an infrared sauna.
Yeah.
Plunge pool.
Yeah, no, it was actually like a really, it was nice. It was a very well done van.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was good. But New Zealand's beautiful. I love New Zealand.
Yeah.
I want to go back.
Your stories, it just looked so crisp. Like that's how I describe New Zealand. Just like crisp, clean.
Picturesque. Like everything is just beautiful.
Like fresh.
Yes. Bright. Very fresh. Yes. Yeah. So that was good. I had a really fun time. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Those are all my updates.
They're great updates. Yeah. My final update, which is more actually, I think, just like an accountability statement. So I stick to it. I am starting, I'm saying 75 hard, but that's a lie. It's 75 Caitlin. So let's just, I've made some, you know, yeah, some tweaks here and there to make it work for me. But yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay.
Look, anything is better than nothing. So until I go to Europe, I have decided no more drinks. So just getting the health and wellness all in check before Europe, and also great way to save money. No drinking.
Yep.
Get the steps up. Get the mental health right. I'm going to try and read some. I get these mixed up.
My
fiction.
Thank God. Finally.
I know.
Perfect.
I've been so against fiction since pretty much high school. I haven't read fiction.
You're about to enter a whole new world.
I'm
incredible.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you. I wish I could go back and read like all the best books again for the first time. Like I'm so excited for you.
My God, send them over.
I will.
I really haven't read, like I read maybe one fiction book since high school, mm-hmm. The Dry. Great book. Everything else has been self-help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited just to switch off. I think I just want to swap scrolling. Like that's my in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do like create, not consume.
Yeah.
So like I want to delete TikTok off my phone. The only time I can go on it is if I'm posting. Because I'm like, I've seen enough TikToks. I don't need inspiration or ideas or like whatever I call my doom scrolling to make myself feel better. So yeah, I'm just going to try
Reads,
that.
It's just like, it's so nice before you go to sleep because I feel like it's so much better than looking at a phone screen. Like you relax when you read, except if it's like a really good chapter, then, you know.
Or to get a little bit riled up.
See what happens. But it's just, I love, it's such a good thing, like a bedtime activity.
Mm.
Like turn your little lamp on,
yeah,
make yourself a tea and just read. Oh, beautiful.
Right? That's the vision because it almost gives me the ick a little bit being on your phone. Now I'm trying.
Like just sitting in bed, like scrolling for hours. Yeah.
I had this out of body experience recently and I kind of just like imagined what I look like on my bed.
Mm.
My boyfriend and I were sitting there and we're both just like kind of on our phones. Like
Not talking.
And
for 4 hours.
Yeah. And like it happens. And if you live with your partner, you know, like you're not on all the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There was like this moment and we'd just been sitting there like scrolling individually like meep, meep, meep. And I was like, oh my God, if someone walked in, they'd be like, what the fuck are you two doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, look,
read.
Swap for reading because it just seems like.
What type of genre are you into? Like, what are we channeling? Like sci-fi, dark romance, mafia, or like crime?
I think for me, I want to avoid anything that's going to make me sad. I don't like sad.
Okay, so like romance.
Because I've read like My Sister's Keeper and like all those Jodie Picoult like sad vibes.
Yeah, no.
That's what I was into in high school and I loved it. But now I think that would just tip me over the edge. I don't want to know about it. So maybe
I'm like getting some like crime.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a little thriller.
I love The Dry. That was a really
Jane
good.
Jane Harper.
I don't know. Is that who's right?
Yeah. If you like The Dry, like. Yeah, I think you definitely like some like crime thrillers.
Okay, I'll lean into crime. Also, I could go a little bit of like romance or like betrayal.
Like happy.
Yeah, like
betrayal.
Scandal.
Yeah,
I could go scandal, but not like I need to give my sister like my bone marrow.
Okay,
like
no, that's
just going to send me into I'm still depressed over My Sister's Keeper.
No. Okay, cool. I'm going to have a think and like I'll send you some recommendations.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Maybe I could post what I'm reading. So if anyone wants to come on this journey, swapping the nightly scroll for the read, can't promise much more than that, but we can start the book at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you're down.
Honestly, cannot recommend enough, everyone. Especially, yeah.
You've slowly like lured me over to like the soft porn,
it's
the cleaning.
It's just so good.
It takes me a few years, but I'm like, are we
you
morphing?
Always come around.
I know.
Yeah.
We're picking up each other's like, there's a few little things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm into it. I don't know what you're getting from me, but.
Ice baths. I tried.
Yes, ice baths.
Ice baths, but that hasn't really taken off yet for me.
No. We'll revisit that when you move here because I think there's potential there. You just need to stop being such a pussy.
I actually am. What do we say? It's like the mental challenge. What are we saying? That's like the top thing. Anyways, whatever.
I don't know what the hell that was.
I don't know.
But I know it's a good mental challenge. Mm.
And I fail every time.
You can do it though. We're not going to have this ice bath. I'm like, you can.
Probably not.
If I can do it. You can do it.
Oh, shit.
Moving on.
Oh, my God. Actually, so random. In New Zealand, we went water rafting. That was fucking freezing, but I did get adjusted to it.
See, it's you just.
It was freezing.
You have to push through.
And it did again. And then I was fine.
See, you're so good at doing things that you don't want to do in like the sense of like hard jobs, like hard things like that. But I feel like when you're uncomfortable, like physically you're like, no.
That's what it is. Mentally, I'll be like, I'll sit here for like 5 hours until I finish. Physically, I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, you never have liked anything.
No, I hate physical. I had like air tasks at everything. I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, so
that's
maybe,
so true.
You know.
Okay, we all have our strengths and weaknesses. I'm going to get roasted.
No, but I think there's potential here for it to turn into such a pro for you, because once you in your brain connect, like it's a mental challenge and you need to overcome it. Like if I'm there watching you, judging you, I feel like you'll be like, I'm fucking staying.
Yeah.
I think I just need to come in the room and be like, get
so true, actually. If there's like pressure, external pressure, I'll sit there.
Yeah, if it's John, you'll be like, oh no, I'm cold. With me, I'm like, live so stream your true. Ice bath, oh, add an extra layer.
Go on Instagram live.
That is like
there for 5 hours. Like, I'm not leaving.
Just crying.
3 weeks later, I'm like, still here.
Frozen tears. Stream down her face. Yeah. Okay, perfect. We'll live stream.
Okay, cool. Expect a live stream.
Oh, my God. Baby reindeer.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about it.
This kind of falls under GC Goss, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
When I started watching, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? And then you just get sucked in.
At first, I was like,
this is so weird and confusing.
Question mark. And now?
Now
you haven't finished it.
I haven't finished it. I think I'm on episode 3, which everyone says I'm not even at like the most intense parts yet. I'm at the part where she's like becoming a little bit intense. I use a little bit very lightly. She's so intense.
Yeah, just wait. It really heats up. So definitely recommend go watch Baby Reindeer. When you look at it from the outside, after you finish it, you're like, I can see how that happened. At the time, you know, you can see why he's making certain decisions. And then when you look at it, cycle kind of continues. Mm-hmm. It was really powerful. I think when you finish it, you'll be like, whoa, there's a lot you can take from it.
So many people talk about it
on
social media. So I'm excited to finish it. Also, the fact that he plays himself, that's incredible.
Wait till you hear about the rest of his trauma and then to see that he had to relive that for months on set is crazy. Yeah. That is such a hard, awful situation. And when you watch it, you'll see what I mean. You can take a lot of learnings from it. Other message is he's turned that most traumatic time of his life into something beautiful,
something
you know, and something so many people will learn from, take things from, and showing that your life doesn't necessarily end after that bad thing happens to you. So you can also look at it like that, which is cool.
Yeah, I love that. I need to finish it.
But yeah, crazy shit.
Yeah. Magic.
Stalking is like wild.
Stalking is wild.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, what are you actually doing?
Like, I understand, obviously, there's more into it, but like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Have you seen the scene where she sits at the bus stop for like hours and hours? Or is that later?
I think it might be later. She started sending like heaps of emails. He just went to her house.
Oh.
And she caught him.
Yeah. So if you're actually just really confused, I'm sorry if you're still here. It's number one on Netflix, so you probably know what we're talking about. But if not, stalking show. Crazy. Yes. Lots of trauma, lots of layers.
Yeah.
But yeah, go watch. Finish it off.
I'll finish it off and report back.
I'm interested to hear
my thoughts.
Yes. Yeah. He deserves all the awards for that.
I feel
whole
like he
situation.
Will probably get something, like an award from that. I'm like, you deserve that. You deserve that. He was actually a really good actor too. I really think like it was great.
Important messaging. But crazy show.
Crazy.
Speaking of. I've been saving something.
Is this the TikTok?
Yes.
Yes, I'm excited to see it, guys. I haven't been allowed to watch it.
Why I wanted to bring it up. It sparked the inspiration for the rest of this conversation, which is petty revenge. Context to the story is there's a podcast called Two Hot Takes, right? You might have seen her on TikTok. She will read out like Reddit. What do they call it? Am I the Asshole?
Yeah.
Or Reddit stories. Mm-hmm. And she'll, you know, weigh in. They're always so juicy because if you've been on Reddit, you know, like that's where shit gets weird, right? And she was reading one out that stopped me in my tracks, and it was this one.
I, female 38, met my brother-in-law, 38, at uni. He asked me out in our first year, and I refused. He called me the C-word and that I am shallow. My best friend told me that it was a harmless comment from a drunken guy who got rejected. I never thought of myself as shallow. It was his demeanor and awkwardness that was off-putting to me. Anyways, he proved my friend right, and other than these comments, I have never felt uncomfortable during my uni years because he never bothered me again, not even looked my way. Next time I met him was when my baby sister, female 28, introduced him to me as her boyfriend. I didn't even recognize him at first because it was like 9 to 10 years since that day he talked to me. He was visibly annoyed that I didn't recognize him, and he called me a liar. The family was skeptical at first about him, but he seemed to treat my sister right and she seemed happy. Parentheses, he is very rich. Taking her all over the world and he seemed kind with her too. They got married after a year of dating. They now have 3 children. I met my now ex, male 40, 5 years ago, and the only odd comment from my brother-in-law was that I was still as shallow and superficial as I was in university. At the time, I took it as a joke, but in hindsight, when I found out the truth and started thinking back looking for red flags, this was probably a big one. He never showed any signs that he disliked my husband, and he was always decent enough with his indifference to have a close friendship with my husband and I. Didn't seem odd because he was always kind of a recluse anyways. A year ago, my husband came home and accused me of cheating, and he had evidence. The guy contacted him and he had nudes, etc. of me on his phone. The guy told my husband that he didn't know at first that I was married, but as soon as he found out, he contacted my now ex. He even apologized to my husband. I have never met this guy in my life. Nothing I said or did made my husband believe me. He left me and our divorce is pending. Then yesterday, the guy contacted me. He apologized for what he did and told me that he is friends with my brother-in-law. He sent me conversations, endless conversations my brother-in-law had about me for years. He has never forgotten that I, in his words, quote, didn't even give him a chance and only judged him by his looks. He called me a C-word in that chat too. Both group chat with his friends, but mostly with this guy. They planned this attack, and my brother-in-law somehow got access to my photos. The reason this guy contacted me now is that he felt guilty, because even when my marriage is over, my brother-in-law still was angry and hateful, especially when he heard that I was on a date last weekend. So the friend felt that he didn't help his friend, but ruined innocent people's lives instead. Not sure what to do.
That's pretty much it.
My God, what a psycho.
So
that's a long time, 10 years to simmer on something. Wow.
He got rejected one time 10 years ago.
Oh my God.
By this girl, married her sister, had 3 kids, got into her phone.
How did he get into her phone?
Still question mark.
Yeah.
Got her nudes, got another guy to send them to her husband.
Do we think this is real?
Well, no, there was updates from it. So that was like the first part, but then there's been more updates. Go look into it. It's Two Hot Takes. That's a podcast. Yeah. And you can find all the update. Her divorce is pending. She's kind of at peace, I think, with the divorce. And she's like, do I try and go back to my husband? Is the damage done?
That's like some intense revenge.
Rejected him one time 10 years ago and he just simmered on it and literally ruined her life.
That's a hectic story. These ones are a little bit lighter.
Yes, we've definitely gone for like a more lighter approach.
Light approach, yeah.
Not so stalker, ruining people's lives.
Yeah.
But, you know, we thought maybe we'll
share them.
Have a little lull. Embrace the growth.
Yeah.
And
embrace the growth. I think that's important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Or perhaps provide inspiration. Look,
whatever floats your boat.
Whatever stage of life you're at.
Whatever.
Because about 4 years ago, I would have listened to this as inspo.
Oh my God, for sure.
And now I listen.
I probably did some of these, to be honest.
Yeah. So I think
we'll see.
Also provided a lot of inspiration over the years. For crazy things to do, and I still stand by them.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Okay. This one is iconic. So simple, but so effective. Laxatives in a drink at a party. Incredible. Okay, this is the follow-up. I was in early year 11 and had just started experimentally drinking and was a bit nervy. My good friend at the time put extra vodka in my drink while I was at the toilet wanting to get me drunk, and I found out at a sleepover after. When I confronted my friend, she denied it. I told my other friends, and a few weeks later at a house party, we left to buy laxatives, distracted the girl, and poured them in her drink. We never spoke about it again, but I did see her leaving the party really suddenly that night. Not great, but we live and learn. That's growth at the end.
No, do you know what? I think that's fair play.
That is the laxatives. Okay, like someone like shitting themselves will never not be funny.
Like, let's just like
it's always funny, you know.
Let's just be you fucking for real for a second. That's hilarious.
Always funny. Unless it's you, then it's not so funny. Yeah. But,
look,
you know,
I don't believe in causing harm necessarily. No. Sometimes I do. But in this situation, vodka, what that could have done to you and what awful situations.
Yeah, why was she trying to get you drunk?
Yeah, like awful situations you could have gotten into underage, being more drunk, more alcohol than you knew about. Mm-hmm. good on you and your friends, rallied together, called out that bad behavior with
the laxative.
Bit of a laxative.
Classic, honestly, so, so simple, but so effective. Yeah, I love it.
Completely fair play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good babe.
That's fine.
The short is my ex cheated on me, so I slept with his cousin and it broke him like it broke me. And now for the context. So I went back, I'm like, girl, I'm going to need some more on this. I needed to know the details. She said, it was just after I found out he'd been cheating. His cousin was actually the one who told me that he had been cheating. Obviously, I was in a place of anger and hurt, but I kept silent. He found out and came to my house and went off at me. I simply said, you cheated on me, and then he tried to get back together. It was pretty wild. He did guilt trip me heavily and try to manipulate me, but I never fell into it. I asked if she recommended. She said, no, I would not recommend it. I think it taught us both a lesson. We are on good terms now and I have a boyfriend that I love, so there is no more of him. As far as him and his cousin, I don't think they are very close anymore, but it was a time of growth. If I didn't do it, I would probably still be stuck in a shambles with him.
I think that's totally justified.
Everyone, we're like, oh, good.
No, that's fine, babe. That's so fine. He cheated on you. I think that's fine.
Everyone knows when someone cheats on you, you have sex with their cousin. It's obvious.
I thought we all knew that. That's what happened.
That's the first rule of girl code. Yeah. Next.
Yeah, family. That's hectic.
That's a zinger, that one.
First cousin, question mark.
Second cousin, question mark.
First cousin.
You have your cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your first cousin.
I think like a brother would have even been better.
Should have just taken it straight to the dad. Ruined the whole family. Dismantled the whole family.
Honestly, that's what you get. Okay.
Look, you got to... weigh up the cheating, like what level of cheating. If it's like ruined a family, ruined theirs, go get the dad. If it's like broke off an engagement, then you fuck the brother. And if it's like, you know, boyfriend girlfriend, it's the cousin. And then
if it's like, I don't know, like at a party, a kiss, maybe like a third cousin or a friend.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
No, that's super toxic, but
so toxic.
Take what you want from it.
So toxic.
Take what you want from it, but no, truly growth is, that's important. Don't actually recommend.
Upon reflections, don't do that.
Don't dismantle a family, but you did what you had to do.
In the time,
you know. We always side with the women.
Always. Team women over here.
We support women's rights.
And wrongs.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He broke up with me, so I signed him up for a visit from the Mormons. That is so niche and so funny.
It's just one of those moments like...
So good.
Look, I don't know about everyone, but personally, I don't like anyone knocking on my door
in
the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah, that's like, this isn't like a...
This isn't a religious thing. It's more so just an inconvenience because they door knock. That's part of their missions.
Yeah, and it's normally like a little bit early in the morning. Door knock, yeah.
They actually door knock a lot around my area and... No offense. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be disturbed.
I love when like people get creative.
Oh.
Like with revenge. Like this is funny. You know what I mean? I even saw a TikTok and it's like a creative like insult. Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
It's like you look like you're 3D or like 2D or something. Like they're just like niche creative like things.
I like where you're going there. Next week's episode, niche insults. Yeah. It's just like annoying. You're like, why do these Mormons keep coming to my house? They're like, you booked us. You're like, no, I didn't, babe. I also saw there was two more that kind of flow into that same category. There was one, she was like, I signed him up for all like insurance quotes from multiple companies.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
And another one was, I said that he put his number down as having free Justin Bieber tickets.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one's a classic.
That is a classic.
That's like, we've spoken about that kind of concept before, but it's just annoying.
So annoying.
I also am 90% certain that someone I've pissed off in my life did that to me. They signed me up for so many things. I don't know what
really?
It is. I had to change my email because
I did that to you to a Chinese restaurant.
Yes, you did. I think we spoke about that. But Maddie changed the restaurant downstairs, didn't have a number.
That's so funny.
So she put my number down. So everyone was calling me, ordering fried rice. But I don't want that.
I want the Mongolian beef. Like,
and they wouldn't be like, hey, how are you? They'd just be like, hey, yeah, so takeaway for Steve. Three more. I'm like, hello. He's off.
Okay, that was like so funny. I was actually like wetting my pants.
That's one of your better pranks.
That was like, it was actually John's idea, but it was funny.
That was good. But like you can't, a harmless, annoying
prank. It's harmless.
Prank.
It's funny. Okay, we're not actually encouraging you guys to
do it.
Don't do it. But I love the Mormons. That's funny.
The best revenge is no revenge. But if you need to do something,
I actually saw one girl write in saying, no revenge, just get hotter. And I, like, that's, like, the ultimate one. Could not agree more.
Obviously, this is funsies.
It's fun.
But the truth is, we all know the best revenge is a glow up.
is a glow up and like unbothered and thriving.
And not allowing access to your space.
Oh my God, no. No access, revoke.
Imagine how degrading it would be to go from someone's everything, right? And then say you cheat on them or you do something to hurt it. And you think maybe I'll be able to weasel my way back in, like as the cheater, right? I might be able to weasel my way back in, like win her back over. And she's literally just already blocked you.
Like,
and
no,
will never speak to you again.
No interest. Humbled. Like she's leveled up. Yeah.
I would die. That would hurt me more.
Way more. I mean, the Mormon.
It
would be inconvenient, but this would be like actually emotionally triggering.
Yes.
You know?
And that hurts more.
And that hurts more.
So if you want to get in where it hurts, that's how to do it. But if you're just looking for a lull.
If you're looking for a bit of fun.
Here you go.
Change some restaurants. Look around the area. Most of them don't have them in the Google page. So just like you can add them in. It's so easy. It's so easy.
There's a lot of girls getting the matching with the besties on Hinge. Sleeping with the best friend.
That's like such a classic.
Okay, I have two more there. We have to read. Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot let these slide. Okay, so first one. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me. So for 3 months before I left him, I would put extra oil in all of his food. He wondered why he was putting on weight and he never found out.
Okay, that's like really hectic.
That is like damaging someone's
health.
That
is like really hectic.
It is what it is. Gross. I don't recommend poisoning anyone in any way, but like a little bit of extra oil, he can't hit his targets at the gym. Mm-hmm. He's wondering why. Mm-hmm. The final one. Mm-hmm. I haven't done this yet, but I really want to expose my cheating ex-boyfriend's OnlyFans. He has one with his current girlfriend and his family don't know about it. I'm thinking about leaving a letter in his letterbox explaining the OnlyFans and explaining about digital footprints, lol.
Oh my God. Like to the family house.
To the family. You're crazy, like, girl.
That's look, crazy.
You haven't done it yet, so I'm going to say don't do that.
Don't do it, but I love like the creativity.
Yes.
Snaps for creativity.
Mm-hmm. I think leave that one in the universe's hands because you don't want to be the person to out anyone as a sex worker.
Not the vibe.
But I know what you're going for.
Yes.
And I think channel it to a different area.
Yeah.
You know, or just sit back and wait because his family will find out. They always find out.
It always comes out.
And if that's a contention point, then sit back and
wait.
Wait and let
see
it,
what happens.
Yeah. You can stay out of that one.
Things will unfold the way they should.
Yeah. Sit back, get hot.
Yeah.
And let it all fall around you.
Yeah. But remember, the best revenge is to glow up.
So true.
And with that, I will do some housekeeping before I let you guys go. If you could follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, we have the videos full length there. You can watch them. It's just at Girl Code the Podcast, and it will be linked in the show notes down below.
Perfect. We'll see you all next week.
See you next week.
Bye.